When you are 60, pag 60 na yung edad mo, your future is shorter than your past. Amen? Do you agree with me? Unless gusto mo mabuhay ng 120. Okay, so 60 ka na, plus another 60, that's 120. Okay? So sino sa inyong gusto mabuhay hanggang 120? Okay, wala yata. No? So, next year, I will be turning 60. Magiging 60 na ako next year. Although yung itsura ko, sabi nila, para na daw 70. Baliktad, ano? Okay. Your future is shorter. Kukonting taon na lang natitira sa'yo. And marami nagsasabi sa akin, Bishop, nananakot ka. Bishop na naman, no? Ito na naman tayo, mananakot ka na naman. Hindi po ako nananakot. That is the reality of life. Kasi minsan nagbubulag-bulagan tayo sa realidad at katotohanan. That's why one of the things I love when there is a funeral, a vigil, may libing, is that when I go to the funeral at nakita ko na yung kabaong at nandun may nakahiga, my prayer always for myself. I pray for the dead, I pray for the family. Pero yung panalangin ko sa sarili to, ganito, Lord, teach me to number my days. Teach me to number my days that I will gain a heart of wisdom. What wisdom na hindi ako mag-aksaya ng oras ko? Kasi malapit na rin akong hihiga dyan. Amen. I will not waste my time anymore. Amen? Okay, why am I saying this? Because our gospel today speaks so much of the time and end to our life, you know? So, pag-uusapan natin ngayon ang bagay sa buhay natin na pinaka-importante. The gospel today and the first reading, the second reading, except for the psalm reading, the purpose of these readings today are supposed to bother us. Kung uuwi kayo after the mass at medyo bothered kayo sa mga narinig niyong araw na to sa simbahan, then the word has fulfilled its purpose. Amen? It would really bother us because here in our readings today, it points out the importance of character. Okay? Tinatanong ko palagi yung mga babae and sometimes some of the men, what is more important, beauty or character? Tinatanong ko yung mga lalaki, yung mga naghahanap ng asawa. Sabi ko, anong importante sa'yo when you're looking for your partner in life, naghahanap ng asawa? Beauty or character? Ang sabi ng mga lalaki, most of them would say, character. Pero sa totoo, hinahanap, beauty. Okay? Beauty can attract. Amen? Beauty can attract. But beauty cannot save you. What can save you is character. Amen? Amen? Now face the person beside you. Tell that person, remind that person, it's your character that will save you. Tandaan natin yan. Mas importante yung kagandahan, mas importante yung ugali natin, yung attitude, yung character natin, kaysa itsura natin. Maraming tao na nag-i-invest at gumagastos para sa itsura lang. Beauty. But in the end, it will never save you. Amen? Some people invest in their character. Inaayos nila. Kung may nakita kang diferensya sa ugali mo, habang bata, the younger you are, the more chance you have to change. Pero pag hinayaan mo yung character mo hanggat tumanda ka na, mahirap na po baguhin yan. Dala-dala mo na yan. At minsan, yan pa ang magiging hadlang sa pagpasok mo sa langit. Okay? And what character in particular does the gospel teach us today? The character of generosity. Okay, sa Aklanon, ano ro? Generosity? Maalwan. Ro pang ugali nga maalwan ikaw. Ro anang opposite it maalwan ano? Ha? Sa ilonggo, dalok. No? Maalwan kag ang dalok. Ang maalwan kag ang hakob. Okay, so two things. Our gospel today begins with a story. This is not a parable. Okay? Jesus is not sharing a parable. This is really a story. Bakit ko nalaman na story to? Kasi may pinangalanan siyang tao. Okay? When the Lord gives a name, that story is not a parable. Hindi yan gawa-gawang kwento. Totoo yan. Okay? And this is the story about a rich man which Jesus does not name. Hindi pinangalanan ni Lord yung mayaman. The story of a rich man with no name and the story of a beggar, yung nagapanglimos, a beggar whose name is Lazarus. Normally, sa mundo natin, yung binibigyan ng pangalan, yung mga mayayaman. Diba? Mayaman, yung mga high level in society, they have a name, right? The poor people, the beggar, don't have a name. Nandiyan lang sila, panglimos at sandaro. Kilala nyo ba yung naglilimos dyan sa Jollibee? Kilala nyo ba yung nakaupo dyan sa Gaisano na naglilimos? Nobody knows their name. Amen? It's only the rich who has a name. But here in the parable of, in this, the teaching of Jesus, in his story, he does not name the rich. He names the poor. Why? Because in the kingdom of God, the poor are known. Amen? Yan ang tandaan natin. Bakit kilala ng Diyos yung mga mahihirap? Dahil malapit sila sa puso niya. That's why he knows them. And this is the problem. Alam na natin yung gospel na to. And every time naririnig ko to, since I was a boy, my mother would tell me this story. Na there was a rich man, sabi niya, he's so wealthy that he has party every day. Sabi dun sa Bible, sumptuous meal. Okay? Amen? Ako, I really have a sumptuous meal every Christmas. I see to it na pag Noche Buena, kaya sabi natin, di ba, pag Christmas, walang bawal. Okay? Yung matatamis, pwede. Kaya maraming na-ospital pagkatapos ng Christmas. Okay? So this man has a sumptuous meal every day. The scripture says that he wear purple linen. You know, in Jesus' time, those who wear purple are those who belong to the upper class of society. Ito yung mga mayayaman talaga. Because the purple color is very difficult. It's a very difficult dye. Amen? Ngayon, pwede ka nang bumili. Pumunta ka lang sa tindahan, ano gusto mong kulay. But in Jesus' time, no, hindi lahat nakakabili ng purple na cloth. Mahal yan. Only the rich can afford it. And not only the rich, but the high priest. Yung mga tao sa loob ng simbahan, mga temple, they're the ones wearing that. They can afford it. And so, the Bible describes, the gospel describes this rich man, how he was so rich and so opulent. no? Sobra-sobra yung pera niya. And at his gate, okay, malalaman nyo na kagad, mayaman to, may gate siya. Ibig sabihin, yung bahay niya talagang nakaseparate sa ibang bahay. Okay? Alam nyo naman yung bahay ng mga tao noon sa panahon ni Jesus, magkadikit-dikit lang. Pero itong mayaman na to, may wall at may gate siya. Okay? And that is one of the signs na mag-ingat tayo sa pera because money has a way of isolating us. You isolate yourself when you have so much money. You don't trust people. You don't trust anyone around you. Iniisip mo palagi lahat yan, nangungupit lang sa akin yan. And so this rich man has a gate, and outside his gate was the poor man, Lazarus, who literally don't have anything. Somebody would have to bring him to the gate of the rich man. Sabi doon, he is carried there. Why is he carried there? Huh? Ba't siya dinadala doon? Probably because he cannot walk. Hindi na siya makalakad. Dinadala siya doon para makakain man lang. And while he was at the gate, he just wished and hoped that the scraps that falls from the rich man's table na pinapakain sa mga aso ay mapunta din sa kanya, makakain din siya. Alam mo, walang table napkin noon. Pag kumakain yung mga yayaman, they eat with their hands. Pag natapos na silang kumain yung mga mayayaman, kinukuha nila yung tinapay na natira, pinapahid sa kamay, at yung tinapay na yan tinatapon nila sa ilalim ng table para sa mga aso nila. Ganyan sila kayaman, no? No? Yung napkin nila, tinapay mismo. Because they eat with their hands. Kain sila, kuha ng tinapay, pagtapos na sila, kuha ng tinapay, punas sa kamay, tapon yung tinapay sa ilalim. Yung mga aso nila nandun. Si Lazarus, yun lang yung hinahangad niya. Makain yung tinapay na yan sa ilalim na nandun sa kinakain ng mga aso. Literally, he had nothing. And the scripture says, the only comfort he has was dogs, yung mga aso, dinidilaan yung kanyang sugat. At least, yung aso pinapansin siya. No? Wala nang taong pumapansin. You see, that's the pain of being poor. When you are poor, nobody knows you. Right? Kaya mayroong tayong saying sa Pilipinas, in the Philippines, the more money, the more relatives. Diba? Pag marami kang pera, ang dami mong kamag-anak. Kilalang kilala ka ng lahat. Pag wala ka ng pera, ni pamilya mo, minsan hindi ka nakilala. That's the pain. Lazarus had this pain all his life. The rich man, he had everything. He had everything in his heart's delight. Lahat ng gusto niyang makuha, meron siya. Walang problema. Pero may hangganan ang lahat. Etong tandaan natin, and let us not forget. Let us not forget that there will come a point in our life, all this will end. And true enough, sabi dun sa gospel natin, the poor man and the rich man, they both died. Namatay din sila. Kaya nung maliliit pa kami, kinikwento yan sa amin, kasama ko yung mga bata. Yung bahay namin malapit dun sa squatters area, although may compound. Because my father was working for a very rich family. Binigyan kami ng bahay and within a compound. Pero sa labas ng compound namin, puro squatters. We don't play with the rich kids in the compound. Hindi kami nakikipaglaro. Kasi puro English ang salita ng mga mayayaman dun sa compound namin. Umaakyat kami sa pader, lumalabas kami. Yung mga barkada namin, yung mga squatter, dun kami nakikipagkaibigan. So yun ang mga barkada namin, yung mga squatter. We grow up sa squatters area. So, makikita mo, every time I hear this story, ang iniisip ko palagi, pag may nakita akong mayamang tao, sasabihin ko, pupunta ng impyerno yan. Pag mayaman, sige lang. You know? mahirap kami, makita ko yung mayaman, sasabihin ko palagi, sige lang, balang araw, tatalon-talon yan sa apoy ng impyerno. Tapos lahat ng mahihirap, kami at yung mga kaibigan kong squatter, sabi ko, balang araw, akyat tayo ng langit. I tell my friends that. Dahil mahirap tayo, akyat tayo sa langit. Yung mga yayaman, pupunta sa impyerno. Totoo ba yan? Okay, buti na lang. No? Sabi ng mga mayaman, hindi. Okay, good. At least alam natin, hindi totoo yan. And I will explain to you why the rich man went to hell and the poor man went to heaven. Anyway, namatay sila. They were there. And Lazarus, sabi doon, he was in Abraham's bosom. Okay? So, ini-imagine natin, nandun si Lazarus, kalong-kalong siya ni Abraham, no? He was in his bosom. So, para siyang baby na kinakalong, hindi po ganyan ang itsura niyan. When you say that he was in Abraham's bosom, it means that he is dining with Abraham, kumakain siya doon. And people in the time of Abraham, they eat while they lie down. Amen? Nakahiga sila, nakarecline sila. Yung table nila, hindi mataas na table yan. Mababang table, nandyan yung pagkain. And the rich man will just recline, Abraham would recline. And Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. It means that Lazarus was dining with Abraham. Kasama siya. Ang pinaka-importanting bisita, linalagay yan sa harap ng may-ari ng bahay. So kayong dalawa habang kumakain, nag-uusap kayo. Yung ibang minor guest sa tabi lang yan. Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. In other words, he was reclining at the table with Abraham. They were feasting in heaven. Now, the rich man who died went to hell. He was in Sheol. And while he was in Sheol, tinitingnan niya si Lazarus, nakikita niya. Sabi niya, "Hey Abraham, Father Abraham." Tinawag niya. There is a Jewish myth sa mga Hudyo to. Naniniwala sila na bawat Hudyo, pag tinawag mo si Abraham, maliligtas ka. Okay, they really believe that. The Jews believe that if you find yourself in hell one day and if you see Abraham, just call on Abraham. Abraham will save you. Yan ang ginawa ng rich man. Abraham, sabi niya, utusan mo si Lazarus. O kita mo, mayabang pa rin. Ano? Uutos pa rin. Utusan mo si Lazarus na ilagay yung daliri niya sa tubig at, you know, patakan naman ako kahit konti. He was tormented in hell. He was suffering in hell. And Abraham said, that cannot be, hindi pwede. And so sabi niya, edi pakidala na lang si ano, sabihin mo kay Lazarus, bumalik dun sa mundo ng mga buhay. And warn my brothers, tell my brothers that, you know, this is not a place they should be. And Abraham said, they have the word of God. If they will not listen to the word of God, even if someone rises from the dead to tell them, they will not listen. Totoo ba yan? Kung hindi ka nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos, kahit meron pang nabuhay galing sa patay, magsabi sa'yo na totoo may impyerno at langit, hindi ka pa rin maniniwala. That's true. No one will believe. Why? Because I know someone who came from the dead and he rose again. And until now, nobody believes. Only little believes him. That's Jesus. Jesus came from the dead. And he warns us. Nakikinig ba lahat? Hindi. You know? Yung iba nga, hindi natatakot sa impyerno. Isang hakbang na lang, nandun na sila. They're not afraid of it because they not believe what Jesus said. Why did the rich man go to hell? Was it because he's rich? I don't think so. I don't think so. The scriptures clearly see it's not what the rich man did that brought him to hell. What brought the rich man to hell are the things he did not do. Masama ba maging mayaman? Is it wrong to be rich? Huh? Is it wrong to be rich? God is the one who gives us the wisdom to find wealth. Diba? Last week, we talked about money also. And you know, we know, we begin to understand that God is not against us when we have possessions. The only problem is when your possessions begin to possess you. When your money, habang lumalaki na yung pera mo, you begin to fall in love with your wealth. The love of money is the root of all evil. So this Sunday, Jesus is warning us. Yes, you are blessed. Yes, you will be rich in Christ. Yes, you will have so many gifts in your life. But he warns us, be careful. Because money can take away your heart and can leave you numb, insensitive to the needs of others. Yan ang danger ng yaman. Sa sobrang yaman, sa sobrang dami ng yaman, it begins to possess you. When money and riches begin to possess your life, hindi mo na mapapansin at makikita yung mga mahihirap. Etong nangyayari sa Pilipinas ngayon, maraming tao nagpapayaman. Bilyon-bilyon ang pera. May bahay sa Europe. Yung mga anak doon, naglalakwat siya sa Europe. They're so rich, they're so opulent. Pero tuwing umuulan at binabaha yung iba nating kababayan, tinatanong sila, hindi man lang ba kayo naawa? Alam mo yung sagot nila? Alam mo yung sagot nila? I will consult my lawyer. They don't feel. You become insensitive to the poor. You become indifferent to the poor. Riches and your drive to have riches creates a wall between you and the kingdom of God where God cannot penetrate your heart anymore. Di na pwede maghari ang Diyos sa buhay ng tao na sakim na sa yaman. Hindi maghahari ang Diyos doon. Bakit? Dahil sa sobrang dami ng yaman niya, siyang maghahari. He looks for money. He strives to have more in his life because he wants to be in control of his life, of his own future, of his own destiny. Yan ang tao. Yan ang nangyari sa rich man. He went to hell not because he's rich. He went to hell because every day dumadaan siya sa gate niya, the poor man Lazarus was there, sick, hungry, thirsty, naked, homeless, dying, hindi man lang niya nakita. Amen? Hindi man lang niya nakita. Hindi man lang niya naramdaman yung pagdudusa ng kapitbahay niya na nasa gate niya araw-araw, nakikita niya. He could not even feel anything. Now, for many of you here, pag nakakita kayo ng taong ganyan, di ba, ano mangyayari? Aki, kauuwit, oh. Di ba, ganyan tayo, di ba? Good sign yan. Good sign yan, ibig sabihin, nakakapasok pa rin ang Diyos sa puso mo. Lazarus' name is derived from a Hebrew name, Eliezer. El-Azar. Yan ang pangalan ni Lazarus. Lazarus is a Greek name, Lazaro. Came from a Hebrew name, Eliezer. God help me. Yan ang sabi niya. Yan ang pangalan ni Lazarus. God help me. Lazarus is one who had nothing, therefore he only looks to God. Pinapasa Diyos niya na lang yung buhay niya. Bakit? Wala naman siyang titingnan ng iba eh. The poor man went to heaven not because he's poor. I believe he went to heaven because he looked to God. God, help me. You know, he looked to God. The rich man cannot see the poor. The rich man was so insensitive to the poor that he doesn't need God anymore in his life. Wala na siyang nakitang need para sa Diyos sa buhay niya. So it really bothers us. It bothers me to think of that. Why? Sabi ni Jesus, the poor you will always have. Palaging may mahihirap sa palibot natin. Kaya minsan we make excuses, Father, mahirap din ako eh, mahirap din kami. Alam niyo ba, kahit na mahirap ka, kahit dukha ka, meron pa rin tao mas mahirap sa iyo. And you are still able to help that person if you want, kung gusto mo. Pwede mo pa rin tulungan kahit na mahirap ka. You see? The problem with the rich man is not his riches. The problem with him is that he is so caught up in the riches that he has. He was so caught up in himself that he does not see the needs and the suffering of other people. The sin of the rich man is the sin of indifference. Ano ibig sabihin ng indifference? Yung natutumba, yung namamatay, yung nagugutom, no difference. Wala akong nakikitang diferensya. That's insensitive. And God does not delight in that attitude. Yan yung attitude na magdadala sa'yo sa impyerno. Matthew 25, what did Jesus say? There were people who found themselves in hell. Sabi nila, Lord, ba't nandito kami sa impyerno? We dine with you. Kumain kami kasama mo. We cast out demons in your name. We laid hands on the sick. Ginawa namin lahat to para sa'yo. And you know what Jesus said to them? Depart from me. I never knew you. Hindi ko kayo kilala. Why? Because when I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was thirsty, you did not give me a drink. When I was naked, you did not clothe me. When I was sick, you did not come to visit me. Sabi nila, Lord, when did we see you like this? Hungry and did not feed you? When did we see you thirsty and did not give you a drink? You know what Jesus said? Well, what you did not do to the least of my brothers, you did not do to me. Yung hindi nyo ginawa sa mga dukha at mahihirap, hindi nyo ginawa sa akin. That's what happened to the rich man. He went to hell not because of the things he has done. Hindi niya naman sinipa si Lazarus. Hindi niya naman linait si Lazarus. He went to hell because of the things he did not do. Every day, araw-araw, nandyan yung tao, naghihirap. Ni nakaramdam ka man lang ng awa sana, nakaramdam ka naman ng konting kurot sa puso mo. Ay, kawawa naman itong tao. Wala siyang naramdaman, wala siyang nakita. That's indifference. We are taught to cultivate the attitude of generosity. Maging maalwan kita. Doyon rugusto it Diyos katon. Ngamingin maalwan kita. Siin nagaumpisaro pagkamaalwan naton. Pag may taong nagugutom at humihingi sa'yo, di ba minsan wala ka rin pera, di ba? Pero tinutulungan mo kahit papano. Bakit? Why? Kung merong humihingi sa'yo, di ba? Nakita mo yung itsura, may sugat, nakita mo walang kinain for 1 week na. Pag nakita mo yan, naaawa ka, nagbibigay ka. Bakit? Mayaman ka ba? Sobra-sobra na ba yung pera mo? Nasa sobrang dami, pamimigay ko na? Hindi. Naalala ko yung kaibigan ko, yung yumaong si Boy Legaspi. Nagpapagamot siya ng cancer niya. He was going to Manila. So meron naman ang hatid sa kanya from Iloilo. Meron ding susundo sa kanya sa Manila. So walang problema. So nagbaon siya ng 1,000 pesos lang. Linagay niya lang sa bulsa niya. Emergency money niya. Just in case. Just in case masagi ko yung estante dyan. May mabasag. Hindi may pangbayad ako. He only brought 1,000 in his pocket. Nasa airport siya. Going to the airport, bago pumasok, may lumapit sa kanyang matanda. Hindi niya kilala. Sabi niya kay Brother Boy, sabi niya, anak, tulungan mo ako pumasok, hindi ko kaya yung bag ko. So tinulungan ni Boy pumasok. Sabi niya, Nay, ba't wala kang kasama? Hay namatay manaro akong unga sa Manila. Hay gaadto ako ito. Hay sino gasuwang kimo? Wa man mana to. Hay usuyon ko lang galing. Hay gatinangis ko noro maguwang ato. Pagtangis ko noit maguwang, hambal ni Boy, ay Father, nagtangis man ako. Pero habang gatangis ako, gabuwa ko 1,000 mana, ginatao ko mana kana. Ambalit maguwang ato, ay thank you, gid naman. Tangis ima, siguro, wag mo yung mga kwartawon. You know, what is that? You become generous even if you don't have any more. Why is that? If the sin of the rich man is indifference, the attitude of generosity is cultivated when there is empathy. Alam niyo yung empathy? Nararamdaman mo ang nararamdaman ng mahirap. Bakit? Bakit? Kasi naranasan mo yan. Bakit ka bumibigay sa taong humihingi sa'yo at nagugutom? Bakit ka bumibigay? Hindi dahil marami kang pera. Nagbibigay ka dahil alam mo ang pakiramdam ng isang taong walang-wala. You've experienced that. Alam mo ang pakiramdam ng humihilab ang tiyan mo dahil wala kang makain. Alam mo, naintindihan mo. That's why when you see someone who hasn't eaten, who is poor and suffering, because you've experienced that, you know what it is. That is empathy. Empathy will now move you to compassion, to do something about it. Yun ang rich man. Nakita niyo yung paghihirap ni Lazarus. It did not move him into action to help. It did not move him to come at tumulong lang kahit one time lang. Tumulong ka naman. Hindi talaga. And it brought him to hell. Empathy is important. Empathy is very important. Put yourself in the shoes of that person who is asking from you. Many times, we only give sympathy. Sympathy lang ang binibigay natin. Ano yung sympathy? May nakita kang mahirap, nandito ako. You look at the poor in your own perspective. Nandito lang ako. Nandyan ka, mahirap ka. Nandito ako. Wala kang pera. Ito pera. That's sympathy. Empathy is, nandyan yung mahirap, nandito ka, I put myself in his shoes and look at the problem in his perspective. You will understand. Maintindihan. Maintindihan mo. That's why when there is empathy, it moves the person to go and do something about the suffering. To go and act on something. Act on it. Tulungan mo. Yan ang kailangan natin, mga kapatid. One time I heard a bishop say this about this gospel today. Ito sabi niya, sinabihan niya yung mga mayayaman at yung mga mahihirap. Sabi niya sa mga mayayaman, you have the ability, you have the ability to take away poverty from the poor. Meron kayong kakayahan na ilayo niyo yung mahihirap sa kahirapan in this world, sa mundong ito. But the poor, yung mga mahirap, they also have the capacity to take you away from hell in the next life. The poor. That's why always be conscious of the poor. There are three essential works that the church does. Tatlo lang naman yung importanteng gawain ng simbahan. At lahat tayo dito magkakasama sa gawain ito. Tatlo lang. Ano yung una? What is the first one? Worship. That's the work of the church. Worship. Kaya yung maon nating obispo, primate, when he started, he really established St. Michael's Church into faith. Faith that would worship God. A faith that would praise God. So he was into worship. Yan si Bishop Dick. Diba? Kaya makikita mo noon, pag nasa simbahan tayo, talagang marami siyang ayaw niyang ganyan, ayaw ng ganito. Because he really wants God to be worshipped. And I've learned a lot from that. Tapos nagkaroon tayo ng isang bishop. Okay? The bishop from Mindanao. Now, he's also into worship, pero iba naman yung thrust ng bishop na to. And this speaks of the second work of the church. What is the second work of the church? Essential work of the church? Evangelism. We have to preach the gospel. We have to bring Jesus to the world. We have to disciple people. We have to teach people about the word. Ganito naman yung bagong bishop natin noon, si Bishop Raymundo. He was into missions. Sige, missions tayo, missions, missions. That is the second work of the church. The first is worship. The second is evangelism or evangelization. Kung protestante ka, evangelism ang tawag. Pag katoliko ka, evangelization. Dalawa yan. The third, what is the third? Huh? The third, the most important. The care of the poor. And I pray that in my time as your bishop, this will also be my thrust to seek the lost, the lonely, and those who are destitute, those who are abandoned, those who are poor. Not only the economically and financially poor, but those who are in suffering. This is my thrust in my ministry. This is what I believe God has called me to do as a bishop. That's why on my ring, in my seal, when they ask me anong ilalagay ko dyan, the seal is supposed to be a motto, a theme of my office as a bishop. I put it there, confirma fratres tuos. What does it mean? Go, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your brothers. Sabi ni Jesus, the poor are my brothers. The least of my brothers are the poor. When you take care of them, it brings joy so much in the heart of God. I pray na hindi tayo maging absorbed sa blessings, sa yaman na binibigay ng Diyos sa atin, that we become insensitive to the needs of others. I hope that the more we get richer and blessed in our life, it will not make us indifferent and insensitive to other people. There are people just across the street, just outside, who are suffering, who are thirsting, who are hungry, and we don't even know them. Amen? Amen. Minsan naiiyak ako pag ganito pinag-uusapan. I cry because I know I'm not doing much. Kulang ang effort ko. And it saddens my heart. Alam mo, nasa Cebu ako, I was having dinner. Nag-dinner ako. Pagkatapos ko mag-dinner, maraming sobra. So yung sobra na yon, binaon ko, binalot ko. Binitbit ko yung sobra. Bakit? Kasi sa gabi, midnight, magmi-midnight snacks ako. So binaon ko yon, my dinner. Or kung hindi naman ako magising sa midnight snacks, early in the morning, that will be my breakfast already. So binaon ko siya. Now from the restaurant, I decided to walk. Gabi na. Nung naglalakad ako, nakita ko sa kalye, napakagandang syudad. Napaka-progressive na syudad. Pero ang daming natutulog sa lansangan. Children who are naked, sleeping, may karton lang at doon sila nakahiga. Ang unang pumasok sa isip ko, paano pag umulan? Saan matutulog itong mga to? Buti na lang, sabi ko, salamat sa Diyos, walang ulan. So nandun sila nakahiga. Nanay, tatay, mga bata. There's so many of them. So tinitingnan ko sila. Pag dumadaan ka, nakaganyan ang kamay. Sa sobrang dami, what I did was, I just do like that. Why? Because sometimes we don't want to be bothered by the suffering of others. Ganyan ka sama ang puso natin minsan. Ayaw natin makita. It bothers us when we see suffering around us. So I just closed my eyes and I told myself, paano ko tulungan ang mga yan sa sobrang dami? Hindi ko matutulungan lahat yan. So I just closed my eyes. Close my eyes. I avoided looking at those people. Nung malapit na ako dun sa amin, may nakita akong isang pamilya na tutulog. Tatay, nanay, yung mga matatandang kapatid tulog na. Yung maliit na baby, toddler, gising, tulog silang lahat. And the little child went to me. Hinawakan yung paa ko, sabi niya, na. Nung humawak yung bata sa paa ko, eh wala na. Tumulo na. At yung dala ko, hindi ko alam bakit napunta sa kanya. Alam ko naman hindi niya kinuha yon. Pero lahat ng bit-bit ko napunta sa batang yon. At nung napunta sa kanya, ginising niya kaagad yung nanay niya. Kita mo ha, ordinaryong bata yon, kakainin niya na yon habang tulog lahat. Hindi, ginising niya yung nanay niya. Nay, nay. Kintagaan ako sa tambok na tao. Pero, binigyan ako ng matabang tao na yan, no? Sabi ko, bihira to, binigyan mo na, ininsulto ka pa. So, tumayo sila, kumain sila, habang kumakain sila, tinitingnan ko. I was not able to help everyone. I was not able to help everybody. But you know what? That night, I went home. I was able to help not everybody, but I was able to help somebody. Yan lang naman ang hinihingi ng Diyos sa atin eh. Not to help everybody, help somebody. Okay? Take care not of all the poor, take care of one Lazarus only. Take care. Sino bang madalas na mahirap na nakikita mo? Ang una niyong gawin, lapitan niyo, tanungin yung pangalan, ha? Kasi hanggat walang pangalan yan, wala kang nararamdaman dyan, walang relasyon eh. Tanungin mo yung pangalan. Anong pangalan mo? Pag nalaman mo na yung pangalan yan, your heart will move also. Then every day may sobra ka, bigay mo doon. meron akong isang classmate, sabi niya, tuwing lumalabas siya, nagdadala siya ng barya, nagdadala siya ng mga loose bills niya. What is that for? So that every time I would pass by a beggar, I have something to give. So sabi niya, this is for poor money. Meron siyang talagang tinago niya na para dun sa mahihirap. Okay? Amen? Now we can go on and on. I will share with you taking of the poor. But I believe it's important to realize this is urgent. Kailangan nang gawin to. Kailan, Bishop? Kailan namin gagawin? Now na. Pagkatapos ng misa natin, paglabas nyo, sabihin mo, wala akong nakitang pulubi. Wala akong tutulungan. Kung wala kang nakitang pulubi, maghanap ka. Hindi ka nalalayo ng kalibo, may makikita ka. At kung anong meron ka, bilhan mo kahit na 20 pesos na pandesal lang. Sa'yo, wala yan. Sa kanya, sa taong 5 araw hindi na kumakain, yung pandesal na yan, importante yan. And you just give that to that person. And when you give, wag yung ibigay na parang tinatapunan mo, ano, aso yan. Ibigay mo at tanungin mo, anong pangalan mo po? Ako po si ganito, ikaw anong pangalan mo? Introduce yourself. Ayaw natin makipagrelasyon sa mga mahihirap, di ba? Wala tayong interest sa pangalan nila. We don't want to know them. This is time that we know them. This is our work as a church. Amen? Nakatingin kayo sa akin parang hindi ko maintindihan kung naintindihan yung sinasabi ko. Or for some of you, I know nararamdaman nyo yung sinasabi ko. Okay? Our gospel is challenging us today. If you want to avoid hell, help the poor. Huwag na tayo mag-usap about theology, yung born again, kung paano kaakyat sa langit. Yan lang muna pag-usapan natin. Sabi ni Jesus, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something a drink. What you did to the least of my brothers, you have done for me. Now you enter my kingdom. Generosity breaks the wall that separate us from the kingdom of God. Generosity will train your heart not to be possessed by your possessions. Pag dumami man ang pera mo, dumami man yung iyong yaman mo, maging maalwan ka gid hamaan. Kung hindi ikaw maging maalwan, ruin mong yaman nga ron hay ga-possess kay mo. Amen? But if you become generous and begin to help people, you open your heart always to people. That heart that is open to the poor is that heart that will remain open to God. And itong challenge ko sa inyo, mga kapatid. When you start helping the poor, especially those who cannot repay you, you will end up with more. Alam nyo ba yan? Hindi ka mauubusan. You will end up with more. You help, you'll have more. You continue to help, you will have more and more. Continue to help and help and help. You will have more and more and more. But the moment you stop helping, yung dami na yan, yan na yung sisira sa'yo at magdadala sa'yo sa impyerno. Amen? Praise God. Let's all stand.